The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, General Blaine Holden, United States Air Force retired, who's helping me move through an article that concerns itself with introducing artificial intelligence. At what level, it doesn't specify, but it's a robot that is making decisions on the basis of large language models. That is not necessarily a thinking human being over there, someone with a family, someone who understands romance and has a childhood. No, that is a combination of all the information that that large language model has introduced into that robot and can introduce into that robot. All right. At the war game table, the article I'm following says that there's a tendency for large language models to escalate violence. Is that in human beings as well, Blaine? Is this something that they've dealt with, that some human beings have tolerance for more violence than others?
But we do. But that's exactly why we have in the United States and most of the militaries that we would face on the battlefield, a professional officer corps, professional non-commissioned officer corps that's trained in the profession of arms and understands escalation, de-escalation, the modalities of war, the tenets of warfare, the history of warfare. My concern is that the technologists who are rushing to get these AI tools online, in the military's case, you would look at a command and control program called Maven. The technologists and the coders weighing in on this, they don't have that professional schooling. So what you have to ask is, are you training your model on those things to think like a seasoned warfighter, a four-star strategist, or are you just telling us that you've got a incredible data ingestion vehicle that's going to come up with some stone cold answers to escalate this war, because the bias towards the AI is going to be, I want to win the war. And win the war probably doesn't mean negotiate a peace early on for the AI.
In war games, I'm told, again, I only read about them. You've played them infinite number of times because that's your job as an Air Force commanding officer. In war games, I'm told, there is a logic that accelerates and escalates, and it moves towards nuclear weapons. Is that accurate, or is that an exaggeration?
No, it's very accurate, and that's why we have to be so concerned about the rhetoric we see in the headlines today of threats of tactical nuclear weapons or dirty bombs. Because all the models in the war games, even if you see a tactical nuke go off, they eventually lead on an escalatory path where all of the adversaries are using their weapons. And that has, you know, that has civilization consequences for it. So, again, that's what we have to do, is we have to work on constructs in these war games and simulations for how do we de-escalate a situation, even in the face of dire geopolitical consequences or circumstances and threats made by an aggressor?
I want to put up a scenario and see if I understand. There is a war game underway. AI is present. And you're concerned with a nuclear weapon. All of a sudden, you get information, surprising to you, that though the enemy has an arsenal, he's used it on a column that is driving towards his command center. You see the nuclear weapon used. You know that it's tactical. You have options. And then you lose communication. Perhaps satellites collide with each other. Perhaps they're taken down. At that point, you'd be blind, and you know the enemy has introduced nuclear weapons. What is the solution? Is this a problem without a solution?
No. There are an array of sensors that we have. I can't get into those because of the classification level. But if you blind me, there's still ways that we can detect other launches. The problem still remains, though, if I start to detect other launches, I might not be able to discern what their apogee is, their path, their intended targets, the intention of the enemy. And if I can't do those things, then we may be faced with inevitable defensive strike posture. And you could even see in that environment where it then starts to look like, in the absence of information, that we're the first strike country. And so, again, one of those things that is very important is the ability to just outright call the enemy and say, we got to get through this intent right now. and you may or may not get reliable information. But if they want to knock it off and call it off, they're going to do their best because they've all, you know, humanity's got the rest of its life and times to figure this out. But more communication in a fifth generation warfare environment, even with a nasty aggressor, is extremely important if you can do it.
The author recommends the 2024 Biden-Xi Human Control Nuclear Statement, an important first step, meaning communication between the leadership of two peer equal powers with nuclear weapons. The puzzle here for me is that something that continues administration to administration? Because I wouldn't buy a wooden nickel from Xi Jinping on the basis of his conduct. So how is it that we're supposed to trust him at that level?
Well, you there's not going to be any trust in that environment. But what you do is you take the statement or the posture, whether they respond, maybe they don't even respond at all, and you measure that up against what we call INW, indicators and warnings all over the place. And so in this scenario, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. We would be getting calls from intelligence services around the world. We would have signals intelligence to line that up with sensors under the water. And we would line all those things up for a picture of congruency. So Xi Jinping's general, Zhang Yuxia, if he called and to tell us, no, we do not have an intent to go to war with the United States, all those other indicators and warnings would have to be congruent with that. But it's still a valuable thing to keep the human in the loop. And if you don't have a human in the loop in warfare, well, then I fear we would be on our way to a very bad place on either side.
At this point, this is speculation about 2050. Are these matters being addressed mill to mill, or is it still each to his own silo? We have 30 seconds.
We do address these things mill to mill. And what I, you know, we need to have robust, and we did about 10 years ago, is mill to mill exchanges amongst officers. Like, it's okay to get Chinese and Russian officers together to sit down and have a chat about these things.
General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired. He's traveling. He's very good to help me through a situation where my reading is not adequate to actual experience of wargaming, of tabletop is the polite way to say that. We presume it's going on in the Kremlin. We presume it's going on in the Forbidden City. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustables sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.